It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says the state is increasing its coronavirus testing capacity using a public-private partnership. Polis says that current delays in testing results make effective contact tracing impossible. The expanded partnerships are intended to bypass a national backlog of tests. State test processing is averaging 10,000 a day compared to 2,000 in April. The governor has updated the state's executive order on last call for alcohol. The rule now applies just to businesses that sell alcohol for on-site drinking, like bars and restaurants. Drink delivery can continue, and grocery and liquor stores can still sell alcohol after 10 p.m. But last call for serving and for takeout orders of alcohol is 10 o'clock every night. The Colorado Rockies start an abbreviated baseball season tonight in Texas. CPR's Vic Vella reports on how the game will look different during the pandemic.
The season starting about 3 months late due to coronavirus, and teams will only play 60 games before the playoffs. And because COVID is still very much a threat to players' safety, for now there will be no fans at ballparks. There are some rule changes, too. Designated hitters will bat for pitchers in both leagues. And if a game goes into extra innings, the team batting will start with a runner on second base to help speed the game along. Also, a baseball tradition will be banned this year due to the pandemic. No spitting allowed. The Rockies will host their home opener on July 31st. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
Boulder County commissioners say they won't send a fracking ban to the ballot this year. A coalition of environmental groups co-signed a letter asking for a ballot measure. The commissioners praised the effort but say they want to wait until courts make a decision on a fracking ban in Longmont. The state Supreme Court struck down that city's ban in 2016, but it could be reinstated under new state oil and gas regulations. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.